You're listening to a bonus episode of the Bird Dog Babe podcast with my mom and dad, Courtney and William Bastion.
We created the courses with dogs that we were going through it. So these aren't finished dogs by any means. They're dogs that are going through the same struggles as you would. And those struggles are on tape. I mean, you guys see it and how it's worked and how to handle those problems. But I think the beauty of this course is the support. I mean, dogs are so different in general that you need somebody to answer questions for you on a regular basis through the whole course. I don't know how you can really just do it without any knowledge, especially with some of the courses that you need that support. And I think that was the big thing for me, is I wouldn't and did not want to put out a course that was just me showing you how to do it and then you deal with it on your own hands and your problems are your problems. I wanted to help people with their problems to help them really truly succeed.
Hey, Bird Dog Babes. My name is Courtney Bastion, and I am obsessed with all things bird dogs. And I'm here to share with you the stories, experiences, knowledge, and opinions from the women and a few guys in the industry that are killing it. I'm a Wisconsin girl living in a Montana world, mom and two incredible kiddos, wife and occasional assistant to a pro gun dog trainer, traveling the U.S. talking about canine nutrition while hunting, raising, and competing with my German wire hair pointers and Brocchi Italiano. As someone who started hunting later in life because I wanted to give my dogs the opportunity to do what they were bred to do, I'm here to help inspire, educate, and connect women to get their bird dogs out in the field and experience a bond like no other. So pour yourself a glass of wine and get ready to be challenged and encouraged while you learn. This is the Bird Dog Babe Podcast. I'm pretty excited to share this bonus episode with you because it's a project that my husband William and I have been putting together for quite some time. William is now offering online courses to teach you how to train your dog through the Bird Dog E-Academy. But it's not the same online training that's already out there or even coming out in the near future. This is an actual course with a teacher that stays in touch with you and your dog every week to be sure you're on track and personally help you through the struggle and teaches you how to read your dog and improve your timing to be a more effective trainer. We all love our dogs, and I know how hard it is to send them away to a trainer for months. And the biggest problem we've seen is that when an owner does get their dog back from a trainer, they really struggle to know how to work their new, polished, advanced trained bird dog because they don't understand those key concepts and reading them and the timing, and that 1 hour send home session just isn't enough. And weeks later, when all that training the dog has had isn't being properly enforced, they start up with bad habits. I know how much you guys enjoy William's training techniques because the stats of the episodes recorded with him say that the average consumption has been 250%, which means you've not only listened to it once, not twice, but almost three times. Many people have spent time training with William, and who knows how many dogs have been through our doors for training in the past 14 years. Whether it be for someone's personal hunting buddy, or those that have gone on to earn advanced titles in NAVDA, AKC hunt tests, and horseback field trials. His soft-spoken, calm, and patient demeanor and his longtime belief in building bird dogs in a positive manner has proven to create dogs that are eager, willing, and love to work, not ones that are being forced to do it. All right, I'll stop with the bragging on him, but he's just too humble to ever give himself props. The first course available is the Reliable Retrieve, one that has already been tested with a beta group to help us make improvements and give feedback before we launched. There is no ear pinching in this course, there is no forcing or drive to pile. We don't put our hands in the dog's mouths to hold because we don't believe a dog should ever think it's okay to have their mouth wrapped around human skin. There are a lot of different methods used to train a dog to retrieve, and none of them are wrong. This is simply just one method that William has used for a long time after using several others in the past himself when he started. Do stay tuned for more courses dropping, like how to train, prepare, and handle a dog for the NAVDA Natural Ability Test, and the same for utility and even the invitational. There is nothing out there like this, so we're super stoked to be able to help more people do this on their own. So let's get after it. This episode is presented to you by Purina Pro Plan. What makes a great bird dog is genetics, training, and nutrition, and that's why I trust and feed Purina Pro Plan. With over 500 nutritionists, veterinarians, and scientists on staff, ProPlan delivers a full spectrum of performance and specialized dog food formulas to help bird dogs like yours excel at every stage of life. Purina supports us, the breeders, owners, and trainers, the events we compete in, our national breed clubs, canine health research, and our committed partners to conservation groups such as Pheasants Forever, Rough Grouse Society, and Ducks Unlimited. 95 out of the top 100 dogs are fueled by the advanced nutrition of Purina ProPlan. This episode is also presented by Boss Shot Shells. Copper-plated bismuth Boss provides a better, more effective non-lead option than steel and are safe to use in Grandpa's gun. Available in 10, 12, 16, 20, 28-gauge, and 410, direct-to-consumer pricing and cases shipped right to your door. Shoot Boss, pattern your shotgun to make more clean and ethical shots, reduce crippling, and remove lead from the uplands, wetlands, and all lands. Find out more at BossShotShells.com. A big shout out to the people and the partners that are helping me to keep the MP3s rolling for this podcast. My Patreon patrons, the bread and butter, the peeps, the community of like-minded individuals that are eager to learn and offer to contribute. Join us for $5 per month on Patreon.com/TheBirdDogBabe. For exclusive discounts, content, and live Q&A sessions, 5% of your contribution goes to the AKC Canine Health Foundation, and another 5% goes to conservation. Dakota 283, unparalleled protection for your dog's travel to and from your next adventure. My favorite is the G3 kennel, which has a recess handle on top that makes it easy for me to lift in and out of my truck. The keyed panel latching door makes me feel at ease on trips when I have to leave dogs in my truck when I stop for fuel. An added bonus is the drain hole in the back, which makes cleaning a breeze when my dog has been run hard and put away wet. Go to Dakota283.com and use promo code BIRDDOGBABE for 10% off. And by Siren, shotguns for women. Siren carries the only full line of women's shotguns. They are dedicated to providing the equipment and knowledge that make shooting and hunting more enjoyable and less stressful. Newer seasoned hunter, Siren offers multiple options that fit right out of the box. No more compromises. Go to SirenUSA.com and check out all the options available for upland, waterfowl, sporting, and trap shotguns. And while you're there, say hello to Julia, Siren's new 12-gauge sporting that is one of the most stunning shotguns I've laid my eyes on. Also by Big Frig, roto-molded coolers with heavy-duty latches, dual stainless steel lock plates that double as bottle openers. They also have dry boxes, tumblers, and growlers, and my favorite, the ability to customize the tumblers and coolers. Head to thebirddogbabe.com/bigfrig to view the wide array of sizes and colors available. There's a Badlands cooler perfect for your way of life. All right, it's in the middle.
Sure.
You gonna talk loud enough?
I'll try.
God. All right. Well, welcome back to the podcast for a bonus episode, honey.
Oh, thanks for having me.
I'm really stoked to have you. So, you have some super exciting news, and what you're kind of taking your training expertise to the next level here to be able to help even more people that try to help more people with their dogs that you can't personally have in person.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it was a creation. We've been talking about doing it, and it was kind of been in creation for more than 3 years. Just, I think we created it more towards just because of our puppy buyers, you mm-hmm. know, something to just have something for them to go to and knowledge to help them work from home. We always stress that to have those people be able to train their own dogs, which is always great. And it's kind of evolved from there to, I guess, what we're starting now.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the gist of it, it's a true online course with full support.
Right. And it like a course in that it's not just training videos, not DVDs, not this is an hour and a half of watching the process of a dog going through a lesson. You are actually going week to week. A new module drops once a week, and you are giving full support for each week to make sure that the dogs are progressing at the proper speed, right?
Yeah, and we created the courses with dogs that we were going through it. So these aren't finished dogs by any means. They're dogs that are going through the same struggles as you would. And those struggles are on tape. I mean, you guys see it and how it's worked and how to handle those problems. But I think the beauty of this course is the support. I mean, just to be able, dogs are so different in general that you need somebody to answer questions for you on a regular basis through the whole course. I don't know how you can really just do it without any knowledge, especially with some of the courses that you need that support. And I think that was the big thing for me is I did not want to put out a course that was just me showing you how to do it and then you deal with it on your own hands and your problems are your problems. I wanted to help people with their problems to help them really truly succeed.
Do you remember when I tried making that rug? For when Blair was being born and I wanted to make a rug for her nursery and I watched that full course and like I never actually got through it because I just wanted to be able to ask that person questions because I couldn't get from whatever it was from that one step to the next step to be able to make it connect. So, and that's what I always revert back to that mentally of like, if somebody could have actually walked through me through this or showed me more closely in a different way from what that, you know, that camera was pointed at, I probably could have finished her rug, but instead I ended up just buying a rug that looked just like it.
Yeah. I found that plastic bag full of that rug during Christmas decoration year.
Whatever. I'll use that for something else in the future, I'm sure. Anyways, but so the first course that you are dropping is the Reliable Retrieve. And before you dropped this, you first did a beta course because we were really kind of unsure of how are people going to react to this. Is this the right platform that we want to put it on? There was a lot of questions there. So we had 20 people sign up, letting them know this is a beta course. We need 100% feedback every step of the way. And we sent out an assessment every week asking them, how was the audio? How was the video? Did your dog struggle this week? If so, where? And where would you have liked to see a difference or what would have helped this week in addition to what was already out there? And so I think we're both truly grateful for those 20 people that gave us, and we have one more week left with them, but that continue to give us the feedback. So what's cool about this class is that we are taking four dogs through it. So you have three and I have one. So there's also that position of you, not only as the instructor or the trainer, giving that perspective of three dogs of three different personalities going through it because each of them struggle in different areas.
Yeah, and any dog, every dog's gonna be challenging in different ways. So just having one for you guys to see just didn't make any sense to me at all. So we had four different dogs, and like Courtney said, that they're different personalities, and I'm glad it worked out that way that they showed different aspects. And another thing I wanted to do with it is to have an aspect of somebody that hasn't done it before on video with me helping them through it. So you can see those struggles and how to handle things there, because you're going to see a little bit more with that as well.
Especially the timing.
Yeah.
That was the biggest thing, because I take Angus through it and you're standing next to me going, your timing's bad there. You need to be doing it this quickly. You need to be doing that faster.
Yeah, and even how to handle the clicker and how to handle the buck and all the other stuff and just how to position things to just make you succeed, it helped as well. And then we even had that the other dog that had different options. So we have plenty of different things to look at that you can see that has a wide variety of different issues and successes even, and how things were handled. So I really think it's a good complete course.
Mm-hmm. And that's part of the students in our beta course that they mentioned too. They enjoyed having that aspect of having you kind of teach me and walk me through it, in addition to they appreciated seeing you work the dogs through the struggles. Because I think too often we're, you know, you're seeing a video of this is the dog and look at how great, this is how you do it, this is how it looks, and you're missing that whole part of them wanting to refuse the buck, not yeah. picking it up, because and then it's this, so this course shows you how to work them through it, how to make it successful.
Yeah, and then on top of that, with the support option and the interactive platform, it's people are sharing their problems as well. So it's not just, it wasn't just the 20 people, or just wasn't just the four dogs. It was really 24 dogs that you got to look at, because mm-hmm. all 20 people were showing their issues and how to handle things and successes, and you're really watching the whole entire group, which is what we wanted, and I think we succeeded in it, and it was good.
Yeah. So, tell us a couple things in the strategy, because I don't want to give too much away on how you're training dogs in this. You've gone through probably all the different methods in your, how long have you been training full time? Since 2007?
Around there, yeah.
But you've done all the different methods.
Yeah, and that was what, you know, I seeked out all the methods and I wanted to try all the different things. I mean, that even in other aspects of training, not just the retrieving part, but, you know, I was taught the old way of ear pinch and pressure and push them and drive them to this and drive them to that. And it just didn't make any sense. You know, I didn't enjoy doing that process with the dogs. And I always was always telling myself there's always a better way. So I went out and looked, and actually the real key where I found some insight was going to an obedience trial and seeing these old 80-year-old people, women and men, you know, sending their dogs out for a buck and the dog running out and picking up at their article and coming back super happy and super energetic and sitting right in front of them and presenting beautifully. And I knew those people weren't doing these methods. So it was just a matter of researching and trying, and it kind of developed into what we're doing now. And it's really fun now. I mean, you get to see a happy, positive dog on the table, and it's just a lot more easier process to watch and do.
Right. So, and that's funny that you say that, because I just had talked to a girl, a couple weeks ago that had said, she went through the force fetch process, and every time on her drive home after each session, she was crying, because it was hard for her to watch that process and go through that with her dog. And then the driving to the pile. And so there's different methods. There's, you know, I don't know. I think people are going to ear pinch if they're going to ear pinch, and that's fine. That works for them. But I can guarantee you, if I would have ear pinched my Bronco through this class, I would not have the type of dog that I have right now. Do you agree?
Yeah, and when it started to really evolve into what we're doing now, I definitely seen the dogs, better dogs out of the deal, and better is in more cooperative, happy, eager to do the work, and that's what I wanted to accomplish, is to have that kind of dog instead of a dog doing it because I'm telling him to do it.
Or forced to do it.
Mm-hmm. I wanted the dog to do it because, not just because I want him to, but it's because they want to do it, and they want to do it for me.
Right. And you have added in, since the beta course, you've added in that fourth dog our girl Stasha, because you took her through Master Hunter Utility and even put a Nebda VC on her without ever actually having a retrieve put on her officially, right?
No, I guess she has never really had a collar, never used a collar for any kind of pressure whatsoever. It's just more of all positive. And but with saying that, that those dogs are certain dogs with certain kind of temperaments and certain kind of, you know, genetics that go into that kind of stuff. But I really think the breeding of the dogs today, that's really what we have these days. We don't have dogs of the past. Those methods from the past don't work as well with the dogs that we have today.
So, the dogs that are becoming house dogs, the spoiled house dogs, they're no longer... I mean, like, look at my dad's mentality, your dad's mentality, right? Like, where the dogs always lived outside.
Mm-hmm.
And so now I think more and more of these dogs are our family members. They're our, quote-unquote, people call them fur babies. And so they have... We are developing that mentality with dogs where they just simply can't and don't respond as well to that pressure.
Yeah, I mean, there's dogs out there that can take pressure and it's fine, but then there's plenty that can't. This is a great mix of both, I would say. There are options in both of them. It's just a method that's really varies. It has a ton of variability to the training, so it can mold right to your dog and exactly what your dog needs. So that's kind of what we created,
right? I mean, it's important to note that there is some e-collar work in here, so it's not like that's not put on any of the dogs, because you do eventually overlay that e-collar. Can you explain why you do that?
Yeah, that's definitely an option. I'm not a non-remote collar person. I mean, I believe when used correctly, it is a great tool. But the reason why I'm doing some of that overlaying is, you know, just more of the high-level testing and fine-tuning work makes things really easy. Not saying that you have to use that kind of stuff. Like I said, there are options in there that to go forward and how to handle problems and how to work your dog and get results without the remote collar. You know, there's that option as well. But yes, there is a overlay portion in there for people that want to go down that path.
After you build that positive foundation.
Yeah, it has to be. Like, by the time we're overlaying the collar in this process, your dog has a solid retriever ready without any of that need for that pressure whatsoever.
Something cool to note is with this course, anybody around the world can take it. Actually, in our beta course, we have somebody from New Zealand. That is, she's taking two of her dogs through it.
Yeah, I guess the only prerequisite is that you need to speak English so you can understand me.
Right. Although, you could probably tell by your actions and what you're doing, right?
Oh, yeah, or you can maybe,
do you think?
Maybe put it through a translator. That might be interesting.
Yeah, sometimes I think I could use a translator for you. what else? Okay, so the course is going to start Monday, April 19th, and we're only taking 50 students in it. So our beta course was 20, and it's very active because we set up a private Facebook page to share. That's where you do the live Q&A sessions. That's where people are sharing their videos of any struggles or successes they're having, asking questions, and to be able to give that sufficient one-on-one. It's, or why are you, I guess I'm saying it, but why don't you tell me why you're limiting it to only 50 people?
Just to make sure that everybody has enough time and, that I can support that number. About 20 was a good number, but I think it could have been a little bit bigger. That's why we went to 50 dogs. But to be able to support, I want to make sure that if you guys have questions, then I can answer them when you need them, not just once a week or every other week. You know, I know in training scenarios, when you have a problem, you want to get right to it the next training session. So that's why we kind of limited it, and to make sure that it's a solid support option for you guys.
Right. And you're only offering it 3 times a year, and that's because you are a full-time trainer. So you have dogs here. You take about 6 dogs at a time, and I think the majority of those this year are NAVDA utility dogs, and you have 1 dog going to the Invitational. So it's important that you're able to dedicate the time that you need for this.
Yeah, along with some NA dogs, but the majority of them are going to be utility dogs. But yeah, so I want to make sure that I can handle the whole workload and still have the support that you guys need for this course.
Right. And it's an eight week course, the Reliable Retrieve is. So I'll hold off on what you're coming out with next that you're already in the works on, but we'll continue to the Reliable Retrieve here. So you're only offering it 3 times a year, 50 people, and the cost is $279. And that includes the kit. So what are you all including in your kit that we're mailing to people?
We're including clickers, some treats, a buck, some paracord, and I'm sure Courtney will throw in some treats and stuff and some goodies.
Some extra goodies.
She always does cram the box full of stuff when I'm ready to go out.
There is also the option to get the course without the kit. So that's $249. So that's a $30 difference. And we can just go through with you of what you would need to purchase on your own or make of your own to make sure you have the items that are required for the course. And also people that are outside of the U.S. are going to have to use that option of buying without the kit, because we are only shipping the kit within the U.S. So when you go to the website, sign up for the class, just use the promo code NOKIT and it will discount that for you. And we will get the memo, so we won't send you one. But what else? What else are they going to need for this class? What about a table? Are they going to need a table for it?
Yeah, we recommended something elevated. We had found in the beta group that proper setup really helped everybody out properly. The people that were set up correctly to begin with succeeded right away, and some of the ones that weren't, that we had to help them out with some table dimensions and proper setup. But that stuff's all in the course too, of what you need, what's recommended for equipment and setup. And
what about birds?
Yeah, we do have a portion in there where we will be going over some frozen and fresh birds. So you do need to have access to some dead birds.
Because I'm not going to mail that to you.
Yeah, I think we'll get arrested if we start mailing dead birds across the country. So you do need some availability to some birds for this course.
Yeah. What about, what is there a specific age that dogs should be in order to be ready for the class?
Typically it's around 5 to 6 months, and anything younger than that's pretty young for doing this kind of work. It all depends on the dog to dog basis. So some might change with that, but they just need to have that maturity level and definitely all their teeth in, their adult teeth in. And, but usually around that 5 to 6 month mark is a good place to start.
What about the time to dedicate to it? How much time do they need to figure that they're going to have to train each week?
Well, when we started the beta course, I was like, you'd need at least 15 to 20 minutes a day. And we just set that high standard to make sure that people had enough time, knowing that they're not always going to be able to do that. And it depends on the dog. Some of the dogs were working, even the ones that we were working, you know, were described that they needed shorter courses, sometimes maybe twice a day. So I would, at least if you can get out there three, four times a week would be beneficial for at least 10 minutes at a time.
Okay. Well, we've gone through some rebranding and renaming of it to the Bird Dog E Academy. And there's some even more exciting stuff happening within that. But right now, the Reliable Retrieve is the first course to be dropped officially. And that is for any breed. We actually, in the beta course, we had a poodle going through there.
Yeah.
So that was really cool. And what else? Oh, next you're going to have the steadiness is going to be coming out.
We're going to go into steadiness and breaking a dog or steadying up a dog from start to finish to steady up a dog. We got some puppy development. We got young dog work. It's a lot of cool stuff going to be dropping soon. So I'm excited.
Can I tell you what I'm most excited about?
What?
The fact that there is going to be a course that explains start to finish on how to train for the NAVDA natural ability test and the NAVDA utility test. Yeah. And the NAVDA Invitational.
Yeah.
So that's pretty exciting for me.
Yeah, I think it'll
be. Because there's nothing out there like that.
I hope it's exciting for many. And that'll come. That'll be dropping fairly soon. So keep posted on that. Finally, something out there that can guide people to what to do and how to handle and how to accomplish. And it's not just how to train your dog, it's how to handle in these courses, in these tests, and things to watch for and things to deal with, and just hopefully building some confidence as you, as people, as handlers to get through the get through those tests. Cause I know sometimes they can be stressful, frustrating, but, we built a course to help you guys handle all that and be more confident and walking into that test going, I got this. And that's what we want.
And I think a biggest part of that too is just training the people to train their dog.
And that's where the support comes in. I don't know how you could do this without that support.
Right.
That's the vital piece of this whole project is to have somebody to ask and to show their problems and to be able to get educated answers from it.
And that's the glory that we're finding in the Facebook community or the private Facebook group as well, because everybody has different types of dogs. And as each of us are watching that, we're all learning on if we ever have that kind of a dog in the future, how would you work that? So we're all becoming better trainers because of it.
Yeah. And during the beta course, some of the beauties of that was when we started it, there was a lot of questions, but now going through it, going on week 8 and we're in the final week now, but through this course, I saw people learning not just how to train their dog, but coming up and being creative and learning their own dog, their own personalities, and figuring out things that are helping their dog. And I'd watch the video and seeing what they're doing. I'm like, that's exactly what I would have did. So I'm watching people learn how to read dogs. And that was a big thing too, is to have that community and they're watching and getting ideas from me and even others, and they're learning how to be good dog trainers.
Right. So, course is open now. I just opened the registration on it yesterday.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I did.
Exciting.
Yes. And the people that were on the wait list, they got first notification of it, and then I put it on social media. So, FYI for listeners, when we did the beta course, I think we actually had recorded a podcast for it, and then by the time I was going to put it out, the course already filled up.
Yeah, it is a limited course, and like we said earlier, it's limited because I want to make sure that everybody has the support needed. So it was The last one filled up in 3 days. So if you guys are interested in something like this and learning how to do this kind of course and learn how to be a dog trainer yourself, I would get on it when you can, as it will be offered later on in the year.
Yeah, but if you don't make it this time around, we'll get you again in the next round. Just make sure you go to the website. It's www.birddogeacademy.com. So when you get there, if you missed the registration date, you'll be able to hit join the wait list option, and you will be notified when it opens up again next time before it's opened up publicly. So yeah, good stuff. Let's kick it off April 19th, 8 weeks. And oh, this is also worth mentioning, because some people have in our beta course have gotten a little bit behind because life gets in the way, as you know. So you will have access to the course a year after you sign up for it. So even if you aren't able to go week to week like it is designed for, you will be able to still have access to all the content for up to a year.
Yeah, we know life gives you bumps and hills to climb sometimes, and we even had some in the beta course where some people had some surgeries to do, and they'll get back to it when they can. So we understand that, and we're here for you when you're ready. So that course will be there ready for you to just jump right in when you need to and carry on where you started.
Cool. I'm excited.
Me too.
All right. Until next time. Thanks for coming on, William Bastian.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Bird Dog Babe podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, share it and tag me and someone that would benefit from listening. Please help me out by giving the podcast a rating and review on whichever platform you're listening from, and hit subscribe so you don't miss an episode. Be sure to join me on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. And if you're interested in some Bird Dog Babe swag or gear that I rely on, be sure to check out the store on thebirddogbabe.com. And most importantly, don't forget to support the organizations that are working hard to conserve the birds you're chasing after and the public lands in which you hunt.